This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're at the top of the hour, and we're at my favorite slot of the whole week. And she's probably laughing her head off right now.
Wait, I thought Comedy Cold Cuts was your favorite.
Well, oh, I do like Comedy Cold Cuts.
I'm not feeling the love anymore.
I'm with you every day. let's welcome on Donna's Delights. You can find her on Facebook at Donna's Delights. And it's Donna, D-O-N-N-A-S, D-E-E-L-I-T-E-S. You can like her on Facebook, and she'll be linked shortly, if not now, to our foodforthoughtnh.com website as well. So let's welcome on Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How's everybody doing today?
Donna.
You should have been back when I got there, Mike. You know,
I know. Believe me, I feel horrible. I feel worse than anybody that I missed you. You've made all the effort to come up just to see me, but you had to stay with Carol and Daryl. So.
Well, you know, it was all good. You know, I saw you had a big... Did you catch that shark, or was that pretend?
What do you... You know what kind of a macho Ernest Hemingway type of guy I am? That's real, of course.
I caught it
with my bare hands, and I was swimming naked at the time.
I was like, OMG, there goes Jaws. They've been looking for Jaws, and then Mike done found Jaws.
No, actually, it's in Provincetown, Massachusetts. There's a display where they have this giant, it's out of fiberglass shark hanging there. But, you know, in a picture, it looks real. So you can
I was like, I was bragging about you and everything. And then they brought me back to reality saying, he ain't catch that. That's fake. And I was like, no, did you see Mike with the big shark? He caught the big shark that they've been looking for in, down in... What, North Carolina, South Carolina?
Yes, and the whole time I was doing this dun 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 dun.
I was in shock. I was like, ooh, I know he's going. But you know, shark meat's good. Have you ever ate shark meat?
I've had shark tail soup or shark fin tail soup, and it was okay. But I've never had a shark steak.
A shark steak. I cooked Teddy one time shark steak, and after I told him it was shark, he told me, don't be able to feed me no darn Jaws no more. So I couldn't fool him with the shark steak anymore.
Well, but I think it's only fair that if the sharks are going to taking a bite out of me, I'm going to be taking a bite out of them, if you know what
you
I'm saying.
Know, well, you know, you like the lady said, if you go in their home and you know if he's hungry, just like you can't bring no chicken in my house without me taking a bite out of it. You can't put me in, you can't put somebody in water without him taking a bite out of you.
Exactly. Well, I really miss the, speaking of chicken, Carol just raves and raves about your fried chicken that you made in her kitchen last week.
You know what? It wasn't my star chicken, but it was okay. I had to do what I had to do, and sometimes you gotta make do what you gotta do and go ahead and do it, and that's what I did. I just went ahead and did it. Because she wanted to really see if I could really throw down, but she ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Oh my gosh, Donna, you are so unbelievable. Mike,
did
all I can tell
flowers?
You.
Did you get my
flowers? I sent you a text. Didn't you get my picture?
Yes. Well, are they fabulous?
They are beautiful. And did you tell them to put butterflies in there?
I went online. I made sure. That's how I do. I mean, I look at detail. I look at a person and then I feel them out. And then I'll be like, you know what? You got more stuff coming. You hear me? Just wait.
Oh, stop. Donna,
wow!
Stop. They're absolutely beautiful, and I noticed.
You fed me all week, and why didn't y'all tell me y'all was like Southern hospitality? Y'all feed people and feed people and feed people.
Every time we got together, we ate. That's what we did. But what else
do
people
do? I'm in bad shape. I had to wear a trash bag to the gym today. And the little old lady's looking at me like, why you got on that long sleeve coat in that trash bag? I said, you don't know where I've been and what I've been eating. Well, let me get into my recipe of the week.
Go
let
ahead.
Let me get into it.
All right.
Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Hold on to your hats. Ready.
Is
Here we
Teddy
go.
Right there? Is Teddy right there?
Yeah. Don't worry about him. It's all about me. You know that.
I know.
Don't go there. Let me get to my story.
I just wanted you to say hi to him. That's all.
No. What did I tell you? Okay, this is Dollar D Lights, not Teddy Fright. Dollar D Lights. Now let me get to my story. Here we go. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. I was on the summit of Mount Onkanuknik. Did I say it right?
Close enough. Onkanuknik.
Onkanuknik, a.k.a. Mount Bodacious Tatas, because that's what Daryl told me they was. Bodacious Tatas. I was struggling to get to that car last week in my new sandals, which I got so dusty, but it's all good. It was lush and green with plenty of mosquitoes that love feasting on this dark meat. But the skin so soft did do the trick. Can't. So I was able to eat my heart out on Dinah Fingers down to duck confit, minus the haystack of leeks. They could have left them in the barn. Oh, yes. I have been de-virginized and sanitized. We was cooking with hot fish grease, y'all. I had the opportunity to serve up a little flavor with a juicy plate of love, peace, and soul. I left my mark on Carol's kitchen with saison and chicken flour, but to top it off was the fresh green beans. Honey, I took Market Basket by storm. I could not find no turkey tails, but I did find some turkey ham. So these green beans recipe has been New Hampshire-fied. Now that I have found love, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to go green. That is green beans. The recipe of the week is, I'm not trying to be mean, but you need some meat in those green beans. Can't. Now, this is what you'll need. 2 pounds of fresh string beans from New Hampshire, y'all. Y'all got the freshest string beans I ever tasted. So get yourself some fresh string beans. You'll need 1/2 cup of chopped onions. You'll need 1 to 2 tablespoons of poblano peppers. Carol hooked me up onto that. Normally I use jalapeno, but she said, girl, get them poblanos. So Donna got some poblanos and put it in her green beans. Now, you'll need 1/2 stick of butter, and you'll need 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, 1 tablespoon of sugar. Yes, I put sugar in my green beans. Don't hate. 1 teaspoon of accent. You'll need 1 cup of turkey ham chopped in tiny little cubes. You'll also need 1 16-ounce can of chicken broth. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to snap the ends off of those green beans, and you're going to rinse them in cold water. In a large stock pot, you're going to heat your butter, your onions, your peppers, and your ham. You're going to let that brown up just like I did, all in the sunshine in New Hampshire. I was just browning up, y'all. Now, next, what you're going to do is you're going to take your salt, your sugar, your garlic, and your accent, and you're going to pour in your chicken broth. Add your green beans and let that cook on low for about 20 minutes. I served them up with some cornbread and some other things, but I learned that I must keep it on the down low because I'm paying for it. Thank God that I survived and I woke up from my food coma. And that's what I get for trying to stomp with the big dog, a.k.a. Molly. Ken, that's it.
Oh, man. Wow.
And you know what? That green bean recipe.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Those were so good. They were like.
I would love to try that recipe sometime.
Well, have you ever heard of turkey ham? It's like she got it in the deli. I was off getting Wesson oil for her fried chicken and fried fish. And
we
she was getting the turkey ham.
You hear me? We had chicken grease, fish grease. We had all kinds of grease in there. Grease was the word.
But the turkey ham was this thick, round, kind of like, look like, you know, bologna,
like
how
sausage.
It comes.
Yeah, right.
Thick like that.
But Boo Boo, I had to get it thick like that because they could have sliced it thin, but I needed to cut it up in cubes because y'all didn't have no turkey butts.
We didn't have
turkey
any
butts?
Turkey butts.
No, y'all don't have no smoked turkey tails. But anyway, you got to learn how to do what you got to do where you at. So I said, you know what? We're going to get some turkey ham because I sliced it up. and put little tiny cubes in there, and it was all good.
I had never heard of it, turkey ham.
No.
You never heard of turkey ham?
No.
You get turkey everything. You get turkey pastrami.
Well, that's very true. And you know something? Subway, as I understand it, all the meats they use, even though they call it other, it's made from turkey.
Oh, okay. Well, we ain't going to talk about Subway.
Subway is fine. It's just Jared they're having some issues with. Nothing wrong with Subway.
They need to come to see me so I can get on the Subway commercial. We can eat fresh. You hear me? You need a new spokesman? Here you go. Here she is.
I think you should send in an audition tape, for sure.
Do you have any fat pants?
I can't eat no sandwiches all week. I want something else. I want some fried chicken every now and then. You can, unless they're going to put fried chicken on a Subway, we're in trouble. I can't eat bologna and cheese all week for a whole years and months. Mm-mm. It ain't going to work. Unless they make a cornbread roll, we'll be good to go.
And she made homemade cornbread.
Oh, you
Speaking
did?
Of cornbread, homemade cornbread.
See, Mike,
it was
you missed it, Booby. You missed
so
it.
So good.
No, I mean, I make homemade cornbread too, but I bet it's not nearly as good as yours is.
But it's all good. But you know what? I'm waiting on my Dinah finger. You hear me?
I'm sending you some. Yes.
The kicker was, you know, I only got one. I got one and a half Dinah fingers. I got one in the studio, and I only ate a half on the Mount Nuka Nuka Nuka.
Mount Unkanunik.
Right. Botaceous Tatas. That's what we're going to call it.
See, here's Tata where you. Mountain. Next time, Carol, you need to take her to the Kankamagas Highway.
That don't sound right. That sounds like roadkill. Y'all ain't taking me there.
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. You'd love
it. It's a 30-mile stretch. That curves through the mountains. Speaking of Tatas, there's plenty of those to look at. It's called Kankamagas, and most people in New Hampshire mispronounce it, so join the club.
And Mike is mispronouncing it.
No, it's
right
not
now.
Kankamangas. It is not Kankamangas.
I grew up here.
Well, that's
Kangaroo Captain, Kangaroo Captain Jack, whatever. Y'all
there is
have
no
me
N.
in the woods. And it's all good. I had a ball. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. Check Donna out on Donna's.com so she can holler at your girl. And remember, Donna's out of here because I got stuff to do, y'all.
Take the bag off.
Oh, I know what Donna's going to do. You know what she does on Wednesdays after the show? She has it all mapped out. Like Teddy is listening to her show. Now Teddy's taking his nap.
Okay.
And she leaves on Wednesdays and goes to Salvation Army.
Oh, she does.
And
does she some shops, volunteer work?
She shops.
Gets her clothes there?
She shops at Salvation Army. And you should see her clothes.
Oh.
Very
well, I mean,
nice.
I've seen pictures of her. She is impeccably attired. And
and
very well coiffed and made up.
Is.
She's definitely a glamour girl.
She's a major glamour girl. She bought four pairs of shoes at Off Broadway Shoes.
Did she really took it Off Broadway Shoes?
It was one of the days when I was here in the afternoon. Yeah. Her and Teddy went. But all right, we are going to go on a short break. You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse, or you can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And Chef Patrick is in the house, so we'll be talking with him. And if anybody has any questions for him or wants to chat with Mike or I, 866-823-1077. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey, everybody, it's Carol and Mike and Food for Thought, WTPL, The Pulse, 107.7, brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, and Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and the brand-new drive-through Red Arrow Restaurant in Londonderry, right off 93, exit 5. You're there literally in seconds once you get off the highway. So check out the Red Arrow in Milford, Manchester, or Londonderry.
We go, and it's the time of the show when we are going to be speaking with Chef Patrick. He is the culinary director at Lakes Region Community College. We love having him in studio. We always learn so much about cooking, and this week he couldn't quite make it to the studio, so we have him on the line. So welcome,
how are
Chef
you?
Patrick. Good.
Hey,
how
buddy.
Are you?
How's it going? I miss you guys already.
I missed you for 2 weeks.
I know.
I know. How was your trip, by the way?
It was really fun, Chef. We went to Provincetown. Don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I've been there. Yep, absolutely.
We sailed, and it's such entertainment, and there's so many interesting food choices. Much of it, of course, is seafood related. And we actually spent the morning soaking wet after walking through a blinding rainstorm in a Portuguese bakery, just trying a whole variety of different pastries. You know, it's only been owned for like by two or three families over 50 years. And those are the kind of places that we probably wouldn't have gone into had we not needed to just sit and dry off for a while. And so we said, well, we're here. Let's just
consume all these calories.
That's some of my favorite food, Portuguese food. I have a friend that lives in Fall River, and I'll tell you what, every time I go there, he's got a market like two houses down from him. He lives right on Pine Street in a market that makes fresh chorizo sausage it's nothing like it, but it's fantastic and everything like that. But you're saying you sailed?
Yeah, we sail. We have friends who have a sailboat, 36-foot sailboat. And, you know, I mean, I have no sailing background. They're just kind enough to bring Barbara and I along. And so we just go into various ports like Scituate. Last year we went to Newport and Martha's Vineyard. We stay a little closer this year, but we did want to go to Provincetown. So what takes an hour by, a high-powered ferry from Boston took us about 5 or 6 hours to get to from Scituate. But we did see a whale actually on the way over. We saw a couple of seals. So it's as sailors say, it's more about the journey than the destination. And for people that have power boats, it's more about the destination than the journey.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. I mean, I love that area. Obviously, I went to school in that area and stuff like that. And then I worked for a chef that was at the Westin Hotel, and he runs the Newport Food Group over there. But so it's at Castle Hill, and I went out there to do some weddings for him one time. And it's just beautiful out there. And I've stayed at Castle Hill. I don't know if you've been to Newport at all, and you've been to Castle Hill, but it's just fantastic.
I have not, but I love Newport because it's such a great walking city. Yeah, the cliff walk is, you know, one thing in its own category, but just walking through the town, all the interesting little tiny cemeteries and the little B&Bs and the restaurants right there on the waterfront, the wharf, it really is one of my favorite places to go. We actually celebrated New Year's Eve there at the Viking Hotel a couple of years ago. And so I love going to so-called resort cities in off-season because there's fewer crowds, prices are lower, and you really, you know, you get to see it without all the people bumping into you. I love Newport.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I love Newport. Like I said, we used to go in there all the time. I like watching, like, you know, in the summertime. I like go those. They have them. Have you ever seen those new, I want to say they're like the little cars there now. They're
zip
not
cars.
Like a moped.
Yeah, they're zip cars.
Yeah, little zip cars, and it's pretty cool. I saw those the other day. But yeah, I know I love Newport. That's good. I'm glad you had a great time.
Thank you very much.
Did you eat anything out of the ordinary?
I have to say that nothing tremendously out of the ordinary. I stuck mostly to seafood, a lot of fish and chips, which I know isn't the healthiest for you, but damn, those things are good in those places.
I'm there with you. I love it, you know?
I assure you that it wasn't like Donna's Delights fried
fish. She cracked me up last week.
Wasn't she hilarious, Patrick?
I was sitting right next to her, and we started talking, and you know, I said, what's your favorite? You know, we're talking about chicken. You know, what's your favorite part? You know, I said, I've been getting into cooking those thigh meats, and that's all I had to say. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh no, I said too much. And so she started, you know, so anyway, but it was funny. It was a great time, you know. So I loved it, you know. So it was a great time last week. She's very nice and great people, you know. So
it was very nice. The best part about having them all on together at the same time, Mike, was watching Tracy, Patrick, and Donna have a Dyna Finger. None of them had had one before.
Really?
And they all were eating them at the same time. It was hilarious.
I brought those back to my kids as well, and they're in love too. So
good.
they're like, Daddy, we're going to go back down there and go to breakfast. Right now. Frisbees, bacon mugs, and Dyna Fingers. And
there you go.
That's the way. There's nothing better, you know.
How's your summer been so far, Patrick?
It's all great, you know. So I'm in my summer classes right now, and you know, it's funny that I would love to have you guys out to Shaker Village at least one of these times, and do a broadcast out there. So we're in my class that I had this morning before, you know, I'm talking to you folks was my American regional cuisine. Last week we did Cajun Creole food. This week we did Central Plains. Our menu consists of today was Wisconsin and beer, Wisconsin cheese and beer soup. Beet barley soup.
Yum.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
We had a beet and apple salad with horseradish vinaigrette. We had a garden salad with watercress, escarole, goat cheese, and sun-dried tomatoes. Kansas City barbecued ribs. Pan-seared steak with a Maytag blue cheese butter. We had roasted chicken with wild rice with dried fruit and walnuts. Pork medallions with blueberry sauce. And, oh, it all came out just fantastic, you know. Hey. So,
can we go back to the Maytag blue cheese
butter?
Gotta
try this.
What the
next
heck?
Next time I come in, I'm going to grill some steak with the Maytag blue cheese butter. And let me just tell you, this Maytag blue cheese, and I even put some Stilton cheese, you know, blue cheese inside there too. So we took a nice sirloin, grilled it off, seasoned it off with just, you know, basic salt, pepper, and I put a little bit of, you know, garlic on there as well. Grilled them to, like, nice medium rare, and then you'll just let them sit and repose. And then we slice them and fan them out, and then you put a scoop. You take butter and you soften it, and you mix it, literally put in a little, you know, seasoning of salt and pepper, and then you take the Maytag blue cheese butter and you whip it inside that butter. You roll it up, you put it back in the fridge. You can either cut it in little discs, or you can kind of scoop it, and you put it on top of that steak, and it just melts over the steak. And let me just tell you, I mean, I had, like, tears running down my face. I was like, oh, my God. Oh,
I can
even
just picture you. I'm having tears right now that I'm not there eating it.
I was like, oh, my really God. It's like a cross between Fergie and Jesus. I can't even help it right now, you know? It was crazy.
Oh my gosh, you're sounding like Donna, yeah. Patrick. What's up?
She rubbed off on me. What can I tell you? You know. So,
oh my gosh, that's funny.
But it was just great. I mean, I love this menu that we had this week when it comes around. This one, and then also my Cajun Creole menu. Which is fantastic too. I mean, last week we did, that's one of my favorite cuisines to cook. But we did chicken and andouille sausage gumbo. We did New Orleans shrimp bisque, tomato and haricot vert salad, green salad with vinaigrette. We did crawfish etouffee. We did braised beef dabe, chicken penne, chicken with fettuccine, Creole jambalaya. So we really cover the gamut, you know. So it's not too good for me when I have to taste all these things, you know. So.
Oh, poor baby.
That's how job someone's got to do it, you know.
That's right. So, that's right.
Help me out here.
Well, you'd be surprised too, because they are students, you know. So every once in a while, I go over and I'll take a taste. I'm like, how is this, chef? And I'm like, it's really good, you know.
Now, is this a few of those
every once in a while.
Is this the food that chef is this the food that gets served to the lunch patrons?
These menus every week. So this will start back up again in the fall semester, in October. And this menu, so it comes to do a different menu every week. So we did Cajun Creole. The week before Cajun Creole was the Floribian menu, a Florida menu, which we did monkfish and we did all sorts of stuff on there. But it's, you know, like we change it every day. And then we also do, this is also a fusion class. So when we start talking about fusion cuisine, I try to teach students how to kind of, you know, use their ingredients that they're learning and try to think about it and create something different right off the cuff, you know, something that takes, you know, fusion is two or three different cultures into one dish. You know, so, you know, and I always give the worst case scenario just to make them learn this. And I said, okay, what if I did clam chowder and I added teriyaki sauce to it? And the first thing you think of is like, oh my God, that's horrible. But at the same time, you get what a fusion dish is. You know, it's like, okay, even though that's not a good fusion dish, it's still a fusion dish. You know.
Well, wait a minute. Have you tried that?
I have not, but I guess maybe maybe I should try it, because since I use it as an example, I don't know. I just, like I said, it just doesn't seem appealing to me, like putting soy sauce in like clam chowder. You always think clam chowder growing up as a New England kid, you know, just fresh clams, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know, put teriyaki or something in there, you know. So, you know, and I always get a few creations like that from time to time, you know.
All right, so you're talking about the crawfish etouffee here just a moment ago.
Yes.
I have to admit, I have no experience, not much anyway, with Creole cuisine. So the crawfish is so small, you just eat the whole thing?
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing, you know, because I have a card that I can go to, like, you know, Market Basket, but I can also order them in. And I have used a few different purveyors, and one of my purveyors is like has everything from frog legs to snails to crayfish, you know. So, but you find them every once in a while. It's funny, if you go to Market Basket, you can find them.
I saw them there. I just saw them there yesterday, I think. Yeah.
Oh, Yeah, whole package of them, and they're seasoned up, and they're great. I mean, it's a frozen product; it's not fresh, you know. But still, you thaw them out, and there's enough meat there. And pretty much what they taste like is just like langostinos, because that's pretty much what they are. They're just kind of like a baby shrimp down there. And we make this kind of like seafood sauce, which you simmer with like caramelized onions, and then you use a little bit of garlic, and then you lose a little bit of lemon juice, some scallion, and then you take some seafood stock, and then a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, and you simmer that down with some Cajun seasoning, and then you thicken it a little bit with like a dark roux. Now, there's different types of roux when you start talking about Cajun Creole cuisine. You know, the really things that make your gumbos and make your soups when you're cooking that style is your roux. So if you make a roux, roux is just flour and butter. And that's how you thicken a soup, you know, right. Generally. So if you just do the regular roux and it's just, you know, the light roux, you let it cool, and then you mix it in, it'll thicken a soup. But if you cook that past that and you get it to, like, almost like what it looks like mud, that's the whole point of Cajun Creole cuisine. So you use that inside of that, and it just adds a whole different flavor dimension to your foods. And then you thicken it with that, and then you add your crayfish to it. Serve it over some dirty rice. Oh, I always repeat the commercial that's in there when I'm with my students. Zatarain's, you know. So
I love Popeyes. I know it's fast food. I know it's terrible for you. But whenever I'm anywhere near a Popeyes chicken, I definitely go for the dirty rice and the beans and all the really good fried chicken they make.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's great. You know, I love, like I said, I love Canada. I've never been down. I've never been to Louisiana, but I'd love to do some. I love cooking Cajun Creole cuisine. I had a lot of chefs that worked down there, and it's a great. It's just kind of like its own menu, all in its own. You know, so but we cover all the whole gamut. You know, around the whole, you know, the United States with this class, and it's one of my favorite classes. I love all my classes, but this is one of my favorites as well. That and the Garmanger that I was been taking you back and forth with this summer as well. So
now your schedule right now, because it's a little lighter than normal, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I scheduled my classes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yeah. So then the rest of the
time you're up at the beach, correct?
Yeah. It's a rough job too. So we have cocktail hour at 3 o'clock.
And, three. Ours is always at four.
Oh, four.
Three's a little early.
We jumped the gun a little bit up there, you know, up in York Beach, you know. So,
so have you gone to any different restaurants up there? Or?
No, I wanted to go to the one that, you know, the couple of weeks ago, the people that Mike brought in. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, Velveteen Habit.
Velveteen Habit.
And Cape Nettet.
And I told my father-in-law about that. He's, oh, yeah, I know where that is. That's the old Arrow restaurant there.
That's correct.
And so we have plans to do that. But there's a new one up there that we've been going to. It's called Nolita's. It's an Italian restaurant. It's pretty basic, but it's got some really, you know, authentic, you know, Italian food that's up there. And it's right off of, right when you get into York, right off the highway. It's off on the right-hand side past that Eldridge Lumber and all that stuff over there. So they have they have really good, it's really good atmosphere, you know. So they're playing all sorts of old movies on the walls, and they got lights behind them, you know, like the old Godfather movies and all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
My all-time favorite movie, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why.
And Goodfellas. So.
Another great one, and The Sopranos. I have no idea why I have this interest in that genre of these evil people doing these things. For some reason, I can't get enough of that genre of movies.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't either, but you know, it's funny because I had a class when I went to Johns Wales, and we had a class, and part of that class was it was a food, film, and literature class, and I actually did the movie Goodfellas, because if you take a look at how many food scenes are in that movie, it's ridiculous. I mean,
true.
Like,
Paul Sorvino's always cooking.
Always cooking a sausage
and
all sorts of stuff. And he's like, you know, he's always telling, hey, you know, my brother's watching airplanes, and I keep telling him, stir the sausage. He's stirring it. He goes, I'm stirring it, you know. So.
He's doing lines from the movie. You
know, the poor kid's been making meatballs and stirring sauce all day long, you know.
Donna definitely is rubbing off on him.
Yeah, most people are quoting Caddyshack. He's doing Goodfellas. I love that.
That's it, you know. I got to call in today, so I got to make it comparable to Donna.
What are your cocktails of choice? So you're up at the beach, cocktails at 3 o'clock. What's the first cocktail in Chef Patrick's glass?
Manhattan.
A Manhattan?
Oh, really?
I love Manhattan.
That's old school.
With what? Like what kind? Like a straight-up Manhattan on the rocks? And what kind of whiskey,
straight-up,
right?
Manhattan, I use CC. CC of Manhattan straight up. I don't know why. It's just a little bit sweeter. But pretty much either CC or Woodbridge Reserve. I love that whiskey as well.
See, you know, my mother likes CC Manhattans. That is what my mother drinks also. It has to be CC Manhattan. She doesn't like sweet vermouth. She likes a little bit of dry vermouth, and it has to have a twist, not a cherry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it. The one thing that, you know, I go into restaurants, and the one thing they do when you get to Manhattan is, you know, some of the restaurants, they put the vermouth to it. And sometimes they put bitters in it, too. I'm not a big bitters fan. I don't know.
I agree.
They put bitters in Manhattan. I think it should be simple. It's just the whiskey and just a little splash of the, you know, the sweet vermouth.
Sweet vermouth, right. You know, and then you put a cherry in it.
I'd like to try it the other way that you were just saying. So
you got to kind of wean yourself off of that, because when I started drinking, I don't drink Manhattans anymore, but once in a while I do. My brother makes a really good Hennessy Manhattan with Hennessy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, if it, you know, depends on the mood and, you know, it's a holiday or what, you know, whatever. You know, Brian, like, want to have a Hennessy Manhattan? You know, it's like, yeah. And he makes them really good.
Devil horns come out.
But I used to like them sweeter. And then you got to kind of wean yourself off of that. And there's hardly any sweet in it either. Actually, I think my brother does put some sweet in it. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I started, that's my drink of choice if I start off with like one or anything else. But other than that, I'll do usually like a Cape Cod or a vodka and Diet Coke. That's kind of weird too. But people always look at me like, what?
But if you're an aficionado like you are of Manhattans and you go into a place, aren't you really critical and hope that they make it the way you like it?
Of course.
Yeah, huge. And like I said, there's nothing, you know, a lot of places will try to get away with, like I said, killing it with too much vermouth. Because they could put less whiskey in there, and I guess it's cheaper. I don't know why they do it. Sometimes, I've had places where I went in there, they put the cherry juice in it. And I'm like, I send it right back. I'm like, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, we speaking of vacation, we were in Scituate Harbor and went to a restaurant we'd never been to, and we all love margaritas, and we're all margarita snobs. Sorry to say that. So we try to explain how to make a Jamaican margarita, which is not using the mix, but instead substituting, you know, fresh lime and all that stuff. And so we said to the poor waitress, she said, I don't know if she can make it that way. I said, all right, have her make it as you describe it and bring back just one drink with four straws in it.
Can you see them? Oh, my God.
So there we were. Hey. Yeah, like cheapskates, the four of us drinking out of the margarita glass. It was good, so we ended up ordering, you know, one each after that. But it was so weird to see a margarita with four straws in it.
One of the days that you were gone this week when I filled in, I got a chance to have, they brought scorpion bowls in there.
Toy.
I missed scorpion bowls, Carol.
It was weird. I mean, I had to drink it because they were looking at me. And
they are wicked strong over there.
Ooh. Oh yeah. I mean, I was taking little sips and I'm just like, hey, does anybody wants one? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, they brought like a whole like those little containers. Like I bring my salads in with you folks, and you know, I was like, oh, there's a whole container. Oh yeah, you can have it. Bring it home. I'm like, yeah, there'll be no problem driving home with this.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So what do they bring for food?
They bring crab rangoons, and they also had those chicken wings were fantastic.
They're very good.
I don't know what they do to them, but they were just fantastic, you know.
You know what they do with them? They throw them in the fry later.
Oh, yeah, I know that part.
Yeah.
But there was some sort of marinade on it.
Yeah, you know, they have really great food over there. They really do. They're over on Mass Road in Goffstown.
That was the first time I heard of them. It was a joy to have them on there because it was like, I was like, wow, you have all this stuff going on? And yeah.
They've been around for years and years, and it's changed hands a couple of times, and they're busy. You know, the college is right next to them, so they do a lot of, like, karaoke at night. Actually, we haven't been for a while. We went one night last week, and or maybe the week before, and oh, my gosh, watching these college kids doing karaoke.
I need to get there because Barb works at St. A's.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of scorpion bowls.
Oh, my God. We'll meet you at Watoy.
Watoy.
It's right down the street.
There. Yeah. Chop, chop.
You might
You're like
have
me.
To
I'm
sleep
a people
over.
Watcher. That's what I love, just going in there and just watching people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll be buying scorpion bowls from here. Here, drink one of those. That's great. Let's see how you sing now.
Yeah, right. You know, the funniest when you're watching karaoke is when they're up there and they think they're good.
Oh, yeah. Their
and
eyes
they
are closed.
Terrible.
belting
Daryl
it out.
Daryl and I were laughing
know?
So hard. It was hilarious.
Do you sing karaoke, Carol?
No way.
How about you, Chef?
Oh, not at all. I don't even attempt.
Really? I see you as a karaoke guy.
No, not at all. I just. How about yourself?
I at one time, I've had two throat surgeries since, so I'm not really all that great. Yeah. But I was okay, you know. Yeah. I was okay.
No,
I
make no remorse about this. I am a horrible singer, you know. So I'll be like the cartoon when the guy gets a boot thrown at him, you know. So.
Well, Chef Patrick, it's always fun talking to you. You'll be in studio next week on Thursday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right,
and I'll
good.
Keep in touch and everything else. And hopefully, I'll take a look at what is next week. I'll have to take a look, send you next week's menu for this class, and we'll go all on right. from there. And I think we're making cheddar this week, too. So I still have some cheddar that they made a year ago. So maybe we'll break into that and I'll bring it into the studio for us.
I would love to try some homemade, cheddar cheese from you guys if you can think of
it. Cheddar and Gouda. Yeah, absolutely. That would
so
be great.
Right now, Chef, are you heading up to the beach?
No. Right now I have double classes, so tonight's Italian cuisine.
Oh, okay.
So, and I haven't decided what we're going to make today. So we might do some beef bruschetta. We're going to do a little bit of last week we did we made like the eggplant parmesan, but we did stacked, you know, with like ricotta, like almost like a lasagna inside. We've been making some really good stuff lately. Grilled pizzas, you know, calzones, all sorts of stuff. So,
well,
my whole Italian class.
Give us another line from Goodfellas to take us out of the segment here.
I got two cans of tomatoes. Two cans of tomatoes? Yeah, two big cans.
Get out of here,
two
you knucklehead.
Two big cans. That's the jail scene when he's shaving the garlic, with the razor. He goes, hey, don't put too many tomatoes. I only put two cans. Just two big cans. You know? So.
All right, buddy.
Well, I will be thinking of you tomorrow at 3 with your Manhattan in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
See you later.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. That was Chef Patrick, Culinary Director of Lakes Region Community College. You're listening to Food for Thought. Carol and Mike, we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Ken Kale's vacation here, just in the background.
Oops.
Getting sloppy.
Welcome back, Food for Thought. Kale is in the house. Ken Kale, he'll be up next.
And he ain't pale Kale today.
No, he's not. He's got a nice tan going on there. He was in St. Martin.
Man.
And I know there's going to be music today.
Oh, there is?
There is going to be music today. Brittany upstairs that runs Midtown Cafe, her best friend, I guess, is somebody that's going to be playing down here.
No kidding.
Yeah, so Brittany, I know, is all excited.
I figured that he might have brought back some steel steel drum band or perhaps Ziggy Marley or something from the traffic.
I believe John Clayton is going to be in the house as well.
That's right.
Yes, he is. I saw that on Facebook, so...
Then it must be true.
Packed show.
Well, next week, I'm very excited to announce that we will be speaking with one of the stars of the TV show The Chew, and also just a massive, well-known restaurateur and star of Food Network, Michael Simon.
He's the bald guy, right?
He's the bald guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy
that
is always in such a good mood.
He's
always smiling.
Great.
He loves meat. He loves doing all things having to do with meat. He's got restaurants in Cleveland, a couple of them, that have done really well. And he also has one in Detroit, which is my hometown. So he's doing a lot of Midwestern cuisine, but he has this big show that's been on for several years on ABC at 1 o'clock, which, of course, we don't get to see, called The Chew. So Michael Simon, it looks like Tuesday will be his day with us.
Great. That'll be fun.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then we always have other people that we're working on getting to join us on the program. I'm really excited. I love Michael Hopley Pierce's Tap Handle show segment.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. And do you know what today's food holiday is, actually? It should be tomorrow because that's on his segment. I'm not going to even pronounce this.
Cacamacus?
It's some saint. But it's patron of hop pickers, beer brewing.
Oh, that would be Saint Anheuser-Busch.
When you started saying, I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's Saint
spell it.
Arnulf of Soissons Day.
Oh, okay.
Arnulf, but it's A-R-N-U-L-P-H. Arnulf.
I've never heard of that saint.
I know. S-O-I-S-S-O-N-S.
He provided all the wine at the Last Supper, from what I understand.
Maybe.
He was a big distributor in Jerusalem at that time.
Oh, gosh.
Very
and
cool.
And it's also National Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day. I don't like chocolate with almonds.
You don't?
Ugh. I don't like almonds.
Oh.
I don't like almonds.
Do you like nuts at all?
I do.
Your favorite nut is?
Cashew.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Friday, which will be Comedy Cold Cuts Day.
Fun.
I didn't really go with any food holiday.
Okay.
I just decided that we would get a bunch of comedy cuts having to do with specific fast food restaurants. So you're gonna hear about McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
How fun!
So four separate routines done by comedians who will do their best to get us sued on Friday.
Oh my gosh! Great.
I hope our liability insurance is paid off here at the Pulse. Of course, he had to get that extra $1 million umbrella coverage with Ken Kale, because God knows what's going to come out of his mouth next.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, and Clayton is in the house.
John
right
Clayton's
now.
Here?
He is.
Okay.
He is. Let's see. And like I said, Friday we'll be out on the sidewalk at the Beacon Building, and we're going to be joined with Grasshoppers Garden Center. And of course,
yeah, Keith, I hope Keith is he and his brother run it. I think Keith, though, is generally the spokesperson. He is also, he does fill-ins in movies.
Really?
Yes, he's done movies with Adam Sandler. And,
cool.
And we'll get him to share some of those stories.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So that's, you know, everybody's got a little private passion. That's his.
Very cool. Very cool.
Stand-ins.
All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're done for the day. We'll see everybody tomorrow. And Kale and Company is up next, so we'll see everybody. Thank you.